Bird Show.
So you were supposed to run the half marathon this weekend.
Yes, yes. So the night before, when I got home from work.
Well, first tell us how long you trained for this half marathon.
About a week.
Week.
It was a full marathon Thanksgiving morning,
and there's a half and a full. Mm-hmm. And Jason signed up to do the full marathon, so I decided to be a supportive girlfriend, and I said, you know what? I'll run the half. We won't be running together, but I'll be there in spirit, and I'll meet you at the end.
Can't you also support him by standing next to the road and throwing bananas at him as he goes by?
I don't know why that didn't cross my mind. I don't know.
And before this weekend, I think you said the most that you ran in preparation for training was like 4 miles or something, right?
Yeah, like 5 miles, I think, was the most I've done. But before that, I don't run. I mean, I'm on a treadmill for 10 minutes, and I'm exhausted. Mm-hmm. And so I really had no training. I mean, I don't know how clear I can be about that. the night before when I got home from work, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to the gym and I'm just going to see how far I can run on a treadmill. So I had every intentions of going to the gym, but I ended up going home and taking a nap. So I never woke up. And I woke up in time to go to the Sports Authority to get running shorts because I didn't even have running shorts to go. And I have tennis shoes that I bought like 5 or 6 years ago still. So I am like not prepared at all. I show up at the starting line. I had my dad drop me off because Jason wanted me to get there like an hour and a half early. And I wasn't going
to
have that.
To do that silly stretching thing?
Yeah. I don't need
warm
stretching.
Up, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. I need extra time for makeup.
Right.
Because they're going to be taking pictures. So I had my dad drop me off and everybody just looks like runners. Like some people had the water around their belts, you know? Some people were stretching. Some people were running to the starting line.
You didn't even
line.
Have shorts the day before.
I didn't even have shorts. And some people were like running to the starting line. And then the best part is that I had my number, but I forgot safety pins. So I'm holding my number in my hand and everybody's is already on their shirt.
Aww.
And they're ready to go. I had to run into Walmart, beg the lady to give me a safety pin. I had to haggle with her to just give me two because four was too many. So anyways, so I get started. And
even before we get into the actual run, were you happy with the level of cuteness that you had achieved before you started running?
Yeah, because I had my little pink Braves hat on, so that covered, you know, my hair and everything. Yeah,
okay,
anybody looks
sure.
cute under a hat.
Yeah, especially a pink Braves hat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, and it matched my pink sneakers.
Of course it did.
Mm-hmm. And anyways, so we get started. And I accidentally got in the line where, you know how people pace themselves and they're like, oh, I'm going to run this in X amount of miles.
I'm nodding like I know, but I don't know.
Well, I accidentally got behind the 2 hour people. And I didn't realize it until we started to take off and they're running really fast. And I'm like, why are these people trying to get away from me? And
then what's your rush, people?
I know. It's a marathon, not a race, right? That's what they say. So anyways, I get behind these people. And after the first...
Many people find a marathon also to be a race.
No, but you know what
sprint.
They say? You're not supposed to like...
It's not a sprint.
Yeah, it's not a sprint. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to take your time. And after the first mile, I start to kind of doubt myself. And I was like, am I really about to run 13 miles? Is that really about to happen? And I saw people start walking after the first mile. I was surprised. But I assume those people had no intention of really running the whole thing. Maybe they were just doing it in support of somebody else.
And you had said on Wednesday that you had no intention of walking any part
right.
of this route.
There was no walking allowed for me. So, oh, and then I also forgot, Jason gave me these little jellies that are supposed to give you energy, and I forgot them in the car.
Okay.
Oh, my
so
God.
I was really not prepared.
So all the odds are against
yes,
you at this
exactly.
point.
So, but I keep going, you know, and we're running down Peachtree, so I keep picturing in my head, like, where I am, because I'm like, oh, I've been to that bar, and I've been to that bar along Peachtree.
It's and like a bar crawl, but
exactly.
a bar run, so yeah.
Yeah.
So we're running and then I get to the 5 mile mark and I see somebody I know on the side and I wave at them. That gives me a lot of energy, gets me excited. And then
and 5 miles is a lot for
five
a lot.
Miles.
Yeah,
but
somebody
mind
doesn't.
You, I've already been 5 miles. So 5 miles is already doable for me, right? So it wasn't until I got to mile 7 that I was like, I could probably stop now. You know, like 7 miles is a lot. It's a pretty big accomplishment. It's
absolutely.
2 miles more than I've ever done. You know, everybody else is finished or everybody.
And you're still running at this point.
Yeah, but
no
I'm still
slowing
running.
Down.
I'm still running. Haven't felt this high yet either. I'm actually
this
like.
It's alleged runner's
yeah,
high.
Yeah, it's alleged runner's high. But I quickly was like, you know what? No, I'm going to keep going. And the next thing I know, I'm at mile 10.
Okay.
All right.
Wow. That's an accomplishment right there, man.
Exactly. And I just, this weird feeling just comes over me where I'm like, oh my gosh, I've ran 10 miles. This is so awesome. And the only bad part is I don't have anybody around me to celebrate it with because I'm by myself. So I just start high-fiving people on the side, you know, just to give
and
myself...
like, we're not done yet.
I know.
But still now, I mean, the momentum of running 10 miles could certainly carry you the next
twice as far as you've ever been.
And so I keep going and I realize I'm at the last mile. I've got 1 mile to
go.
Awesome. And I just pick it up. Like, I just start running faster and faster. This really inspirational song came on my iPod. It was almost like a sign. It was weird because
was it
was on shuffle.
Was it that new R. Kelly song that we play this
morning? Yeah. It was Knocked Up. Yeah. It was weird how I had that on my iPod already. No, it was this really song, and it just helped me out, and I finished the half marathon.
You ran the whole way.
That's so awesome.
And I finished in 2 hours and 17 minutes.
Wow. Congratulations.
Wow, Joanna, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and it's really exciting, and everybody's at the finish line, everybody's high-fiving you, and I have pictures. I haven't posted them on my Facebook yet, but they did take pictures along the way. And it's just, and I didn't realize, I saw people crying and I was at first was like, why are these people crying? But the minute I saw Jason finish, because he finished after me.
That's so cool.
I was just overcome with emotions because I finished a half marathon. I ran 13 miles.
And
awesome.
He did the full marathon.
Yes, he did the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
You guys should be on Amazing Race.
Yeah. Nicely done.
They should cast you too.
Because they just don't say no. Like, no is not in the vocabulary. Yeah. Like, I got to finish this.
And I'll tell you what, when I was done, I thought I would be exhausted. I wasn't even that tired.
Really?
I was like, I could have kept going. I could have, I mean, probably not a whole marathon, but I could have gone a couple more miles.
That's so
congratulations.
Awesome.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I don't know what song that was.
Yeah, what was the song?
It was a song by Train, and it just has a lot of meaning to me. I don't want to get into it, but
okay.
Oh, now cool. I gotta know.
Oh yeah, don't tell that to Bert.
No. Sorry.
Okay, so anyway, so you do it, you're 13 miles done.
So now I'm into running now.
Good for
weird.
You.
It's just like I went out the next day and that's I was like, let's awesome. Go run.
Well, there you go, Melissa. All you got to do is run a half marathon, then you'll be into running.
Love it.
Congratulations, right. That's fantastic.
I never felt the high.
I'm much older than Joanna.
Still didn't get the high. All right, Javi.
That's awesome.
Congratulations. All right, so Javi, let's reset this whole thing because it potentially could have been a very exciting weekend.
Yeah. Before going home, I had gotten an email from this guy I went to high school with, and I didn't know him very well in high school, but he was like the grade ahead of me. And, you know, we were kind of friends. Like, I think he dated a girl in my grade. Like, but we didn't know each other really very well. But I got a really nice email from him that he was reconnecting with people and had moved back to Florida, had been living overseas for a while. And I was like, oh, that'd be cool. But I didn't really think too much about it. And... And then right before we left for Thanksgiving break, when we were in here, you guys brought it up on the air, I looked on the Facebook picture. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, he's really cute, whatever.
Dimples. Really cute.
Yeah, and he looked, you know, just, I just remembered it. It was like a familiar, you know, face or whatever. And so when we had emailed back and forth, we had exchanged phone numbers, and I had gotten a text message, like, let me know if you come down. I look forward to seeing you. And...
And that text message came like right after you sent him your phone number, right?
Yeah, it was pretty much right away.
Mm-hmm. Like if he wasn't hot, it'd be creepy.
No. Mm-hmm.
Well, she didn't know what he looked like when he sent it. So
Yeah, so, and this is somebody that, and you guys know I went to a teeny tiny little private school, whatever, high school. So everybody kind of knew each other or whatever. So it's a very like comfortable thing.
What was his reputation back in high school?
He was like kind of friends with everybody. Yeah, he was a soccer player. I think that's all I'm going to say right now.
Okay.
So then I was feeling really sick, like still, you know, kind of like head cold or whatever, right before going home. So I was like, I just wasn't sure I was in the mood to do anything except veg with my family, you know? So, so I get home, I veg with my family for most of the time. And then Friday I get a phone call from him. It leaves a very nice message. Just wondering what you're up to or whatever. I was like, still not feeling great. Don't know if I feel like doing anything or leaving the house, but I'll give him a call back. So we had a really great phone conversation, chatted it up, and then I ended up meeting out with him later.
You did?
On Friday night. Yeah. Yeah.
And
it was good.
Yeah. How good?
It was really good.
Really? Yeah, look at her smile, man.
Did you go to dinner?
She started smiling spontaneously like during commercials 2.5 hours ago.
Yesterday.
And it was like, yeah. I mean, obviously it went great.
Yeah, it was really great.
Is he a good kisser?
Yeah.
Okay.
What else is he good at?
That's all I know. That's all
How long did you guys spend together?
Well, it was actually... No. I am a lady.
Melissa.
What? Yeah.
Oh, jeez. You guys are disgusting. I'm really glad there's not video cameras in here.
There are. We just don't know.
So it was actually like sort of a group situation because I just wasn't sure how that was going to go. And so one of my girlfriends that I went to high school with came out, several other friends from high school. It was kind of like it all sort of evolved and connected, and there was probably about 10 different people out. But it started with my friend and a friend of hers and me and him. And so we had like great conversation, and it was really super fun. And that was that.
Are you going to see each other at Christmas?
Maybe before that.
Oh,
really?
Is he going to come up?
I don't know.
Is he here right now?
No.
Oh, that's ridiculous. That's crazy.
Is he in your car right now waiting for 10 o'clock?
He's in the trunk. She left a window cracked, in the car.
From the group
I don't have all my eggs in that basket, people.
Later on in the night, you guys broke off by yourselves and group date over and then hanging out one-on-one.
No, he just walked me to my car. Goodbye.
Okay. And that's when you guys made out?
There was no making out.
Hey, Jeff.
That's cute. They kissed.
How long?
There was no making out.
How long did you guys make out for?
That is way too much question.
Well, I thought there was no making out.
She's having breathing issues, so she couldn't kiss for very long and she'd suffocate. So.
Well, I thought Bert loaned her the apron.
I had taken enough, DayQuil to,
Hang on one second. You're a really good kisser, but I gotta go clear up my sinuses. Can you do me a favor? Hold this neti pot.
So just put one finger over your nostril and blow out while he's right there.
Congratulations, Jen.
It's a baseball clear.
Are you going to see him this weekend? You going back to Florida?
No.
Is he coming up here this weekend?
No.
Okay.
When are you going to see him again?
Shut up. Yes.
Is he listening?
Stop asking me questions.
Is he listening online right now?
I don't think so.
Do you love him?
The Bert Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
The Bert Show.
All right, if you were at the Miley show last night, will you give us a call here real quick? 404-741-Q100. My wife took our 7-year-old Hayden last night, and I talked a little bit about this earlier this morning, and my wife was just, she was a little taken back. She thought there were some things going on that stage last night that were more adult than they were for a 7-year-old.
What, like sexy dance moves, or what was it?
I'd have to get her on to talk about it.
Because sometimes with those shows, they'll have videos on the screens, on the stage, or if it was what Miley was doing, or what her dancers were doing, or the choreography, or...
I don't know, 404-741-Q100. I asked her the question. I'm like, was it her clothing? Was it the way she was dancing? And she said, yeah, it just seemed a little bit at times. I wasn't expecting sexy at all. Now, we've got a 7-year-old, so probably a couple of years ago, it probably would have been like, what's the big deal? Or if you don't have kids, you'd probably be there going like, what's the big deal, But now that you're there with your child, it really does change the way you view things. Yeah.
The only time that I felt that way is when I went to one of the Britney Spears shows, and I think 3 tours ago. It's been about 3 or 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I noticed the little kids in the audience. So when you're standing next to a little kid and I'm, enjoying the show very much because some of the songs are very adult and she was, having dances with the men on the stage, and seeing this little 8-year-old girl next to me, that's the one time I thought, wow, this is, I don't think I would have brought a little kid to the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you really do. I remember when I didn't have kids and I would hear a radio guy talking about this very same thing. I would be thinking to myself, what are you overreacting about, dude? Mm-hmm. But when you do have kids and you're there with them, it does change things.
Well, Miley Cyrus does have that younger audience, though, mm-hmm. so you would expect it to be a little more tame.
But I think Melissa hit it on the head, too, is that that younger audience is getting to be in the teens now.
Yeah, my feeling is if she was out mm-hmm. being Hannah Montana, then because I'm thinking from her perspective, it's like, how do you make that change? Because mm-hmm. she's trying to, by being Miley Cyrus now, you don't really call her Hannah Montana anymore. And then, you know, she still has really poppy songs, I guess, and where Britney Spears' songs got a little more adult. But, yeah, I can see from her perspective how difficult it would be to change that. Like, I want my original fans to still mm-hmm. be my fans, but I'm not really looking for any new little kids, you know?
Here's my wife, Stace. Hey, babe.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm trying to put my finger on exactly what you saw at that show last night that you thought, nah, not for a seven-year-old.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to be, like, over the top about it or anything, or crazy, because, I mean, they see stuff every day. But when y'all made the comment about, you know, she's trying to move into being Miley Cyrus and not Hannah Montana, and mm-hmm. she's never – I don't think you can separate that for kids. I mean, she mm-hmm. is Hannah Montana. Mm-hmm. You know, they're one and the same person. So I don't know if she'll ever be able to separate that, and if she decides to – then that generation of kids is just going to have to go away.
But what was she doing? Was she, like, on the pole? I mean, what was she doing? Well,
stay off the pole, Miley.
On the pole.
She was on a pole, but she was when she would dance with some of the guys on stage. It was, you know, it was pretty sexy, and her outfits were not they weren't too sexy, but they weren't clean cut either. So there was just a fine line she was walking. Mm-hmm. That I kept, like, there were just little times where little things would happen. I'd be like, I wish he didn't see that. Or, she didn't have to go that far, you know, in that dance move or whatever.
So she's gone from G to PG, really, is what she's done.
Yeah, PG-13.
Mm-hmm. Here's Susan here.
A little more than PG, I would think.
Hold on one sec, babe. Susan here agrees with you. Hey, Susan.
Hi.
Hi. Hey. Were you at the show last night?
I was.
And how old are your kids?
I have a 9-year-old that I brought.
Was there any time during the concert last night where you're a little, I don't know?
Well, there were several things. I mean, number one, I thought her brother, the opening act, I thought was completely inappropriate.
Totally inappropriate.
Why is that?
He was disturbing to look at, and then lifting his shirt up and telling kids, you know, that they want to take their clothes off and stuff like that, I thought was completely inappropriate. He looked like he was on drugs, and he looked like he hadn't taken a shower.
Well, you said he was
a little strange.
You said he was disturbing to look at?
He was disturbing. He was covered in tattoos, and I don't mind some of it, but it was just, I mean, his whole entire body was covered in tattoos.
Didn't Miley make some kind of point like that to you guys about her brother, too? It was like, you can't really judge. That was the point that sort of that's why he does this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? Getting on stage with a bunch of small children and talking about taking your clothes off and stuff like that, I don't think that was appropriate in the least bit.
And that is a young crowd. I mean, Wendy and I saw it from the kids that are gathering outside with their parents to go into Phillips Arena, and then the people through Q100 who won the passes into the sound check party to see her beforehand. Like, that is a young, young crowd. I mean, we're talking... Four, five, six-year-old kids.
Average age. There was not very many teenagers.
Like, it wasn't like the tweens and the teens. It was like little littles.
Hmm. Hey, Heather, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Good. I took my 8-year-old daughter with one of my friends last night, and we had really high seats, but I think if we were closer, I would have been a little bit more shocked, but mainly on the screens, what we saw is her just shaking her booty on there. I'm not joking either. It was really a little too much for 8-year-olds.
Well, it sounds like this is the way that she sort of has to go, though. It almost sounds like it's perfect. Like, if she's evolving now into Miley Cyrus, she hasn't gone completely R yet, and it doesn't even really sound like she's gone PG-13. It sounds like she's gone PG, and if you were there with kids like 7 years old, it was too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
which is really what she's trying to do now.
Because I'm wondering if her people are curious, if they're surprised by that, the ticket sales for that audience. Like, I'm wondering if they expected to be more tweens and teens and end up being young kids, but, you know, either she...
But this is the end of her tour. I mean, she's been out for a while, so... I'd be surprised if the Atlanta crowd was any younger than you know what I'm saying, than the other cities.
But I know that she either has to make a decision on being Miley Cyrus, who I think she wants to be, you know, getting older, or the Wiggles, basically. And she doesn't want to go the route of being the adult performer for kids, you know? So how do you do it?
Stace, when you looked around Phillips last night, was it mostly like 6, 7, 8, 9-year-olds, or were there some teens there too?
No, there was a few teens, but it was, I'd say it was 6 years old to about 8 or 9.
Oh, really?
It was young. Wow. It was really young. Her music's gotten harder. It's not as poppy. That Dance Party in the USA song or whatever that is, that's the poppiest she was. She was hard rock and roll. It was definitely rock and roll. And her brother, the comment that the woman was making about the brother, first of all, he couldn't sing at all. It was a horrible performance. I mean, really? it was like you doing karaoke. It was horrible.
What are you trying to say?
She's probably talking to me.
He could not sing. The other guy in his band couldn't sing, and he was disgusting looking. He was just. It was just not something that little kids need to see.
I don't know what disgusting looking means. Like just because he's all tattooed up makes him disgusting looking.
Babe, I'm telling you, I mean, I don't judge about tattoos, you know that. I don't care. But this kid was, his hair was like greasy and dirty, and he was really thin. And I mean, swear, every inch of his body except his face was tattooed. And I just don't think 8-year-olds need to see that. I mean, adults, fine, rock and roll, fine. I totally get it. It's cool with me. I have tattoos. Doesn't bother me. But it was just weird. It didn't make any sense that they were the opening act and they were awful.
Hey, Melissa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
What you guys need to understand is there's a big difference between a Miley Cyrus concert and a Hannah Montana show.
Mm-hmm.
There's both, okay? 7-year-olds have no business at a Miley Cyrus concert. However, they can go to the Hannah Montana viewings. They're two totally different things. One is her little stage show, and one is her actual, you know, kind of grown-up, more grown-up self. And I mean, you guys, come on. She's dancing on a stripper pole on award shows. I mean, what did you really think you were going to get?
I wonder, you know, we're putting all these ratings now. We've got this new rating system for movies. I wonder why they don't do it for concerts.
They should.
Yeah.
They could for kid-only concerts, but...
I mean, Jonas Brothers, let's see, the Miley Cyrus show, Britney when she was making transition.
Britney's Circus Tour should have had a rating.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
but you know what you're going to get.
Well, some parents didn't. I mean, some parents thought they were going to a pop show, and people had to leave with their kids during the middle of that show because that was an overtly sexual performances, and, you know, that was... the crux of the whole concept.
Now here's Casey, who's 18 years old. Hey, Casey.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. Did you go last night?
Yes, I did. I was 10th row on the floor.
Okay.
And I thought it was a fabulous show, but I'm 18 and Miley's 17. And I mean, it's definitely not a show for kids at all. I would never recommend it for children, but nowhere has Miley ever said in an interview that this is targeted for kids.
Yeah, it's a real, for a 7 or an 8 year old,
my age.
It's a real slippery slope. It's a real clouded, you know, like a blurred line. It really is, especially if you have kids that are 7 and 8, because they know that Hannah Montana is a character, but still Miley Cyrus on stage is one and the same person to them.
And she's still got to sell Hannah Montana. So she can't do thing. You know, she has to squeeze out of that. And we've said this about every, like, Disney star. And, you know, how do they make the transition into adulthood, you know, in their profession?
This is it.
And yeah, she is probably navigating it better than most, but still trying to cut that loose. But she, yeah, Hannah Montana is still this huge franchise that she can't abandon. So she can't, you know, really make these parents angry to where they never want to see her or buy her stuff again.
That said, though, Stace, you're like not so unhappy with her that you're bummed that you took them last night, though, right?
No, I'm not angry about any of it, and I'm not. I would not take him to a show again. I mean, I would take him again.
Really?
Sure. Yeah. There were just little bits and pieces that were glimpses of what I think is going to happen, and I think she's going to do the Britney thing, and I think she's going to change. And the thing that bothered me the most about it is I just wish she didn't have to. I wish you would just be okay with being Miley Cyrus, but also this other person, Hannah Montana.
Bert says that all the time. He just wants to keep Miley Cyrus at age 16 forever.
I think at 17, you're ready to grow up, too.
I've been saying that about Taylor Lautner now for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, I think sometimes for women, and everybody's in school, right? So this is an adult comment. But I think, especially for girls, there is a significant change in how you feel about life once you've had sex. And I think that my interpretation of these women that are in this position, and once they go to older, you know, more sophisticated music, is because in their personal life, they have made a change.
Melissa, the truth
she's from Tennessee. She had sex years ago.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
The Bert Show.
So Christmas really is about children. That sounds like a PSA I'm about to say. But, I mean, seriously, anything you like about Christmas usually stems from when you were a kid. You know, because I love the blinky lights. Anything about Christmas, I love the lights. I love lit houses and the Christmas trees and anything that's lit. Because when I was a kid, it was fascinating to me and it stuck with me all these years.
Sure.
So, I mean, everybody, and then if you have children in your home, of course, you're going to make this extra effort. I'm learning that you usually make an extra effort to make your home more decorated and more special because there's kids around and you want to share Christmas with them and teach them all about the holiday now that they're young so that they can have this experience to carry on with them. Well, in my family, the issue is there's no kids around. So it is my brother, it is my sister, neither one of them have children, it is Katie and I, we don't have children, mom is, you know, older, and she, you know, doesn't claim any of us, and, you know, and then, and Katie's family, same thing, I mean, her cousins, you know, are older, and so it's, we realize that there are no children in our home for Christmas, and so my sister brought this up over the holiday while we were home for Thanksgiving, and said, you know what, I really wish that we could come up with some alternative way to celebrate Christmas with each other since there's no kids around. Because, of course, when children come in to play, then we'll do the whole families together. We have the tree. We have the presents. We do, you know, we spoil the kids. But right now as adults, I mean, I'm going to call her out, okay? I love you, Melanie. But my sister went ahead and bought her Christmas gift already. She bought her own. She let us know.
She did that to you last year, didn't she?
Yeah, I believe she did. This is a consistent thing. She's consistent.
And didn't she just mail you the receipt?
She may have, and she did it again this
year. Yeah, it was like 2 years ago. I remember this because
I can't think of something less Christmassy than that.
I remember
she wants to make sure. Now, I'm not saying it's the oldest kid thing or anything, but she wants to make sure that everything's perfect and she gets the perfect gift, and so she can only give that to herself.
I remember being upset at that, and I'm the king of practicality, but it was a couple years ago, and
she did it again.
You came in and vented because you drew her in Secret Santa, so she just mailed you the receipt, and you could mail her a check.
That is a step higher than what I consider to be one of the biggest Christmas infractions is when you give somebody a catalog and you circle exactly what you want in that catalog, Stacey. like that to me actually going out and getting the present and then sending you the receipt for the present you bought for yourself is an even, that's a worse of offense.
Well, it kind of shows you the temperature in our home when it comes to Christmas because it's us and we feel like, I guess we can treat ourselves better than anybody can treat us in the family, that we're, you know, it's ironic that she's the one that brought this up, but she did want to know if I had heard of any alternative Christmas, you know, ideas that families do when it's there are no kids in the house.
All right, 404-741-Q100. So what do you do when, I mean, to me, it would just be the same as it would be with kids in the house, except
Ours is different. I have an idea. Yeah. My family started doing this. Now, my cousin has two little girls. So, mm-hmm. of course, everybody gets them gifts. Right. And usually we go over to their house now that her girls,
of course.
You know, because Santa comes to their house and that mm-hmm. kind of thing. So they do their Christmas thing in the morning. We do ours at home. And then the big extended family does the big dinner and everything together. And we started doing this years ago. And we're actually changing it up this year. So there may be two ideas for mm-hmm. you. Where we went out and got like the tackiest garage sale gifts that you could ever find.
Okay.
Okay. Like the most horrendous, ugly, you name it. I mean, from lamps to paper towel holders to there was this one thing that was this foot spa.
You're speaking to the sister of the girl who bought her own Christmas present two years
well,
in a row.
That would just screw Melanie because nobody's going to reimburse her for that gift.
Exactly. But that was our rule, is that it had to be found at a garage sale. Mm-hmm. And then we do the whole white elephant thing where you choose numbers and then like all the, and you wrap it up like it's a normal gift, like mm-hmm. all pretty paper and everything and the, you know, ribbons and the, you know, tags or whatever. And then you, we would all draw numbers and, you know, you'd go through. And then it became this really hilarious Christmas thing because it was like, oh my Lord, what are we going to unwrap next? Mm-hmm. That's just like tacky and horrible and hilarious. So it was about
that's
the family
good.
Getting together and having fun and yes. laughing at what each other found, you know, like crocheted oven mitts. And I mean, just the most random
you
stuff.
You can do the same thing
idea.
With
I like that.
So we tried to like DVDs or sex toys.
Jeff, that's disgusting. You're talking about my grandmother.
And again, guys are creepy.
Exactly. So anyway, so that was it for a long time.
Judge all guys on Jeff.
And we,
yeah, we can.
Yeah. And so we had a ton of fun doing that. And then that idea's kind of started, well, over the years, like there would be different garage sale gifts that would keep showing up year after year.
Uh-huh.
And then whoever hosted it, whether it was my family or my cousin's family at their house, you know, or my aunt's house or my grandmother's house, we would stash the gifts. So whoever hosted would find all these garage sale gifts like throughout the year or whatever. So it just kind of became
cute.
Funny. And then now this year we're changing it up a little bit because we've done the garage sale thing for probably the last like, I don't know, 7 years or so. We're doing only as seen on TV.
Oh,
that's
good.
A great
gifts.
Idea.
So you have to purchase something that is as seen on TV.
I like that stuff, though.
I know. That's going to make the competition for who gets to barter for it and steal and that kind of thing a little bit better, but they all have to be as seen on TV.
People can't, our Burt Show community can't wrap their minds around not doing anything children-related with Christmas because the suggestions are coming in that are like, you know, take somebody else's kids to shelters and help, you know, like philanthropy right. type things,
mm-hmm,
which
mm-hmm.
I don't think is what you're looking for.
No, I mean, we've done the angel tree and we've done stuff like mm-hmm. that. But yeah, I mean, a kidless Christmas. And the one thing that we would do if my mother was younger would be take a vacation. But unfortunately, Millie Pete doesn't travel as well. So it is one of the, it's a situation in which a trip is not an option. But yeah, it is hard to wrap your mind mm-hmm. around a Christmas without children, but that is what I'm looking for, and that's why we're lost.
Why don't you
know?
Just set up a table in the house and put like dolls around it and give them all names and then refer to them throughout, like, you know, oh, Kimmy, would you like some more eggnog?
That's creepier than anything sexual you've said today.
It's an American Girl Christmas.
Hey, Tammy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
I think Melissa needs to do a white elephant Christmas.
That one's pretty standard stuff.
Like Jam was saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everybody just brings a gift and then you pick numbers.
I think that's a great idea. And I love bringing this home to my sister now that she's already purchased her own gift because that's what you get for doing that.
She can return her own gift,
that's
too.
That's right.
Has anybody ever called her out on that and said, look, next year
yes.
this is not acceptable?
I
you cannot.
I love my sister, but yes, it doesn't do any good. It doesn't work.
That is really
over the top.
That slaps Christmas in the face of everything that Christmas is not supposed to be.
You can't tell Melanie anything.
Good morning, Jamie. You're on Q100.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. All right.
Okay, listen, my family, we do re-gifting.
Uh-huh.
We just take items that are in our houses and just draw numbers and see who gets the best item.
That's pretty funny.
That's funny.
Now, is it?
I like
it's,
that.
It's re-gifting with items that you guys did not give each other before. These are from other people, right?
These are from other people in our houses. Yes.
Okay.
That's
okay.
pretty cool.
You should just do one of these ideas every year. Just change up the idea of where you're going to get the
exactly.
gifts from.
Yes.
It's a different gift every year.
I do
what
love
if,
that.
What if like the gift next year is all stuff that you shoplifted? So you have to actually steal it.
Merry Christmas, Jeff!
And the cops showed up the Carter family Christmas this year.
Millie Pete would be like, oh, I got a salt and pepper from Ponderosa. Just showing it.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
You're on The Burt Show.
So this Victoria's Secret fashion show is tonight, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's on CBS. 10 o'clock CBS tonight.
CBS tonight. And I'm not exactly sure where to go with this, but who watches it? I think the ratings are pretty good on it every year, but I mean, are these like fraternity dudes that sit down, or is this like, who's watching that thing tonight?
Didn't this thing start on the internet and it got such good, you know, good viewing ratings that it now is televised? So it started out online only. So. Huh. I don't know, because I have never seen it.
Me neither. Not once.
I haven't watched it.
Pay-per-view. I remember it's one of those things that Jessica will put on, and then I'll pretend not to watch. And I'm like, oh, I can't believe you're watching this.
You got to be. That's a really tricky situation tonight if you're watching with your wife or your girlfriend. Like, you can't be too invested in the show, or she's going to be insulted,
nah,
right?
Like,
there's a potential to get really insecure if you were way over the top into it. Yeah.
Well, I think
your wife would be like, all right.
I'm not throwing my stuff down and sitting crisscross applesauce on the floor like it's Saturday morning cartoons. But I think because of what it is, because it's the Victoria's Secret fashion show, at least with Jessica, like there's an acknowledgement that those women are flawless. Mm. So you're allowed to watch
I don't
that.
Know, man.
There are things that you'll say that women will absorb that you don't know they're absorbing. You know what I mean? Like what Jen's saying.
You better sit there in silence. Yes. You got to really monitor, if you're a guy, monitor your breathing.
Yes. If I were you, I would pretend I was on your BlackBerry or reading a magazine or doing something else. And then kind of every once in a while, like, take a look, check it out. If she says anything, then you can comment. But if you comment on your own, I think it's going to hurt her feelings. Mm-hmm. It would mine anyway.
There is I'll address that part. Second, but first I want to tell you about this thing I came across online yesterday.
Hey, Brittany, hold on one sec, okay?
Okay.
Just launching into a two-pronged story. We may be here a while.
It was it was a thing that you rig up to your laptop. Like, you use it was for a Mac, but you use your little webcam thing on your Mac or whatever, and it was instructions on how to turn the webcam so that it was pointed at the TV, and then watch... Like, you're basically watching, but then replay whatever's on the webcam on your computer screen so you could pretend to not be watching. So you could sit in the same room with it while it's on with your wife or girlfriend and pretend like you're answering emails. Meanwhile, you're watching the whole thing.
How offended would she be?
Up in the corner of the screen.
And if you're a guy, I mean, you can't be in your living room watching that alone when your wife or girlfriend walks in the room.
No.
She has to initiate the set tonight, right? Because you can't volunteer for that.
Yes. Yeah.
But you can remind her. Oh, don't forget that fashion show. What is it?
You can't even do that.
No.
This has to entirely be her idea.
Yes, absolutely.
Or you can just turn it on the channel and hide the remote.
Hey, Brittany, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
I was just listening, and I watch the fashion show every year. I love it, the wings, and I don't know, everything's just so pretty, and I actually end up watching it with my dad.
With your dad?
Yeah.
That's kind of creepy, isn't it?
I don't know. Isn't that like taking your dad? One year, and I walked in, I was like, what are you watching? He's like, I'm watching the Victoria's Secret fashion show. I was like... I'll sit down and watch, I guess.
And then you got roped in. You've been watching it every year since.
I have. And actually, my son's 3 years old. And when I was in the hospital, after I had him, it was on TV, and I remember watching it then while I was in the hospital after I had my son.
Huh. So you would think, like, that just delivered a baby would be least apt to watch a show like that because, you know, you're not feeling all that confident about your body.
You watch that Heidi Klum, though, for motivation.
That's not motivation. She's doing more harm than she's doing good.
Yes. Anybody in the spotlight that loses baby weight so fast is, it frustrates me that women in the regular world think, wow, they've done something special. And it's like, well, if I had a nutritionist and I had a workout guy
and I wasn't going to work,
you know, during the day, then, I could lose that too in 3 months.
I think it's positive energy. I think it's, hey, it can be done. Hey, look at what's within your reach. You know,
I think if you're a woman, would you rather watch it with your dad or with your husband?
Never your dad.
it doesn't sound like a father-daughter bonding thing.
Oh my God!
Come here, honey. Sit on my lap. We're gonna watch a special TV show.
Yeah. Jeff, shut up.
It's a new tradition. Good morning, Bart. Stephanie. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey guys, how you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay, so my husband and I watch it every year.
Really?
And you don't get offended at all?
I don't get offended. And get this, I'm actually overweight. I'm overweight probably by about 30 pounds. I feel great about my body because my husband lets me know so that I should be. But that's not the point. I love the show. He loves the show. But guess, I get a new bra every year because of it.
Oh. See, there's always intent with a woman,
ticket.
Man.
That's right. Right there. Like, I don't get like the diamond gem one, but I get a new bra every year, and it's one of their new lines, and that's the ticket.
Smart. And those are expensive, guys.
Wow. That's
bribery. That's the way to get you to watch it, is to promise, honey, promise you I will buy you a Victoria's
Secret.
That's
what they're hoping for.
Absolutely. But I also get to see, like, I don't know, it sometimes helps. You guys were talking the other day about how you compare butts or whatever at the mall. Well, this is my chance to see exactly, like, so which model does he love? Like, he's always responding to a certain model, and thank God it's usually one that's brunette with long hair, because I have brunette hair and it's long. So things like that, like, I get to compare and see, okay, so that's the girl that he likes, that's the one I want to look like.
Okay, I want guys to listen to what she's saying very, very closely here, because you can learn a lot from what Stephanie's saying. Because Stephanie is saying, when she asks her husband while they're watching which Victoria's Secret model is the hottest, guys, listen to this. Find the one that most closely resembles what your wife looks like.
Yeah.
And that's the one you say verbally out loud, that one. And she'll pick up on the cue. That's an important lesson right there.
That is a good lesson.
That's a real good lesson right there.
If you say anything at all.
So no brunettes, Bert.
No.
No pointing out any brunettes for you.
Well, A, I'll be sleeping by 10 o'clock tonight. But B, that is certainly not something that Stacey and I would sit down and watch together.
She wouldn't do that. I bet she would.
I don't think she would right now. No, I don't think she would. Good morning, David. You're on Q100.
And if she did, hide the golf club.
Hidden meaning.
All right.
Hey, David.
And moving on.
Awkward moment. Awkward moment.
Want to ask more questions, but I'm not going to.
I appreciate you don't.
Hello, Atlanta.
And everybody make a noise. And we're back to the show.
Honk, honk.
Don't look at Bert in the eye. Don't look at Bert in the eye.
Well, there's a good reason, but I just don't. I wouldn't publicly say it unless she knew I was going to say it.
We're making noises. Making noises. Making noises.
Don't look Bert in the eye.
Hey, David. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, got a quick tip for the guys who would like to watch this with their girlfriends. They know they're going to be in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You got to approach it the same way that women approach watching, you know, a football game, any kind of sports. You know, men's sports where they're sweating and their bodies are showing off. You have to make subtle comments to let them know that you're interested, but that you're not, you know, totally into it and totally enthralled with it. And, you know, you've had this in your planner for weeks now. Same way that women watch football. They're not watching football for the actual competition and, you know, they don't know the stats and all that
Wrong.
Kind of stuff.
I mean, that's not accurate.
There are some that's like you, and I completely appreciate that. But most women are watching it to look at the guy's packages.
What?
To look at the guy's packages?
And if you get past the second argument, I think his first point is really valid, that if you're a guy and you're watching it tonight, you're allowed to enjoy it. Just don't let her know you're enjoying it.
Yeah, and because you have to also, especially if you're in a relationship in which she complains about how you don't seem interested in things that you're doing together anyway. Like, if you seem bored with her throughout the day, and then you turn on this Victoria's Secret thing, and then you're all enthusiastic.
Right.
You ain't having sex for a long time. This is where you should be consistent. Seem bored with it, but enjoy it internally.
Hey, Hannah, good morning. Mm-hmm. You're on Q100.
Watch it every year with my friends because it's so much fun. It's just a performance. It's kind of campy with all the costumes. And then don't forget you have the musical performances at the end.
Oh, I forgot Black Eyed Peas are on this thing tonight, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's why I'd be watching.
So it was Seal, and then this year it's the Black Eyed Peas. But it's just fun. The costumes are humongous, and it's totally unrealistic. I mean, I don't watch it to emulate them, but it's just good entertainment.
That's the way to get into it tonight is go, hey, there's a live Black Eyed Peas concert on TV tonight. Do you want to watch? And then you turn it on, and there's all these Victoria's Secret models, and you're like, where is this damn concert?
We're smarter than that.
You got to start loving Black Eyed Peas. Like, you got to come home wearing a Black Eyed Peas concert T-shirt. And where'd you get that? Well, don't you remember when I traveled for the Black Eyed Peas show? I was on the road with them for 3 weeks,
and
man.
And guys can pull off acting like that.
Who knew? Good morning, Andrew. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hey, guys. I was actually told last week when the catalog came in the mail that we're watching it by my wife. She's like, Heidi Klum just had that baby. I want to see how she looks.
And you're like, really? Okay.
Now, is she hoping that Heidi Klum does or does not look good?
Well, she watches, I mean, we watch Bravo all the time and all those shows, so she knows what she looks like already, but she's just... She's done listening. I'm like, okay,
cool. It's on Lifetime now.
Did you sort of like mentally high five yourself when she made that suggestion to you?
I've done that many times in my life, Bert, with her. So this is just one of the many. But yeah, it was totally, I was like, darn. But it makes up for me sitting through 4 seasons of Dancing with the Stars now. So
there's your payoff.
There you go. Here, Bert Show.